The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
During the top of the hour break, I had to shut my computer down and reboot the whole damn thing. Because I kept getting, well, zapped.
Oh, you can recover your webpage by clicking on this button.
I wouldn't have to recover it if you weren't breaking it for me. You know, a little indication of how bad things are. Sorry, Mark Levin. I'm not laughing at you. I'm just, well, laughing next to you. No, I'm laughing at you. What does he do today? Yes, I know you're turning on. Shut up. What does he do today on his show? And he even admitted, he said, you know, some people will listen to this show, and he thinks he's talking to millennials. He really believes that. That somehow he's going to change your mind. And he went on this tirade about, do you know how many of the population of this country doesn't know about the Holocaust? Wait. I can think of a couple of reasons why they don't. Either they don't care, or they looked at it and went, eh, it's probably crap. For whatever reason, he decided that he was going to play Ronald Reagan's turn at kissing Israel's butt, his speeches. That's how bad this is getting, folks. That he's got to totally derail a show. Yesterday's show was talking about the Constitution and this thing.
I'm Mark Levin. I'm the Jewish lawyer.
Here was the man that wrote a book decrying the fact that the government was not following the Constitution. So he writes a book, and its whole and sole premise is simply this. We need 11 new amendments to the Constitution, to the very Constitution that they're not paying attention to in the first place. Thanks, Mark. Thank you. Yeah, I would expect that from some greaseball attorney, but I, you know, you've always said you were better than that, and evidently you're not. So to drop back five and punt today, he goes into this diatribe about nobody's believing the Holocaust story anymore.
And here, Mr. Producer, take 15.
And he plays the Ronald Reagan speech that we just saw exercised here a month or so ago, where everybody in this country is standing up and applauding for Israel. You know what Russia just told Israel? You better stop your forays into Syria. Because there's going to be some consequences if you try to destabilize what we're attempting, we being Assad and the Russian military in Syria. You know, here's the problem with most people. The Russians put on the white hats. They knew exactly what was going on, and they knew exactly how to deal with the situation, and they're the only people that have won anything in the Middle East. We've been there 17 years, and we've only made it worse. We have freed nothing. Spent $7 trillion. Which, by the way, today, they just came out and said, oh, the pension funds are $2.7 trillion in the hole in this country, both federal and state Oh, really? You know, we need about $3 trillion just to bring our infrastructure up to a serviceable level. Well, let me add those two up. Let me see. That's about $6 trillion. We've spent $7 trillion in the Middle East. Tell me what victories you have won. Tell me what people you have freed. Tell me what friends we have in the Middle East. So Pooty Poo comes out and tells Netanyahu, you'd better back the hell off. And you know what? If Israel wants to be dumb enough to raise the ire of Russia, let him go ahead and do it. Because your your IDF, your Israeli Defense Forces, you would not have a hope and a prayer against what Russia could bring to you. Try the Spetsnaz and crowd would make these guys look like a bunch of limp wrist sissies. See, the only positive steps in the Middle East is saving a country that's being referred to as now being run by an animal. The only country in the Middle East that there was prior to 8 years ago, there was relative peace. That Christians and Arabs and Jews, and if you were just secular, guess what? You got to live in peace. The only country left there. And we're getting ready to bomb the crap out of it. Folks, it's getting to the point of intolerance. We have sat and witnessed for ourselves what the United States has accomplished in the last 17 years in the Middle East. We now know of Israel's grander plans to expand. They call it the Greater Israel. And I was not joking about this, folks. This is something they will never, God help us, never talk about on mainstream media, is that Israel has some plans to take just a little bit more territory, to expand Israel. They're not done killing Palestinians yet. They've got them boxed up in the world's largest open-air prison camp ever in recorded history. It's called the Gaza Strip, for God's sakes. No. They want the land maybe up to Baghdad in Iraq. Maybe inclusive, but maybe not. We want to expand our territories in the Middle East, and they're using us to do it. Millions and millions and millions of dead people. For what? I swear to God, folks, I am not a violent man. Sometimes I get a little excited, as today on air. But I don't know if I could trust myself if I was in the same room with Lindsey Graham. Two men would enter, one would leave. And I guarantee you it wouldn't be that. Oh. I got to apologize, folks, because I'm barely able to contain myself today. This has gotten to the point. It's not even ridiculous. It's not even understandable. Well, from our perspective, we understand this. But Donald, you asked for the hot seat and you got it. You are the president. You must do the right thing. And the right thing isn't the revolving door that you've got in the White House going on because, well, you're discovering this person doesn't agree with that or that person doesn't like that and they're moving him out. That's exactly what John Bolton did. And 2 days over the weekend, he had his hit list of who he wanted to eliminate in the White House to make his job a little bit easier. There's another man that I wished I was in a closed room. Two men enter, one man leaves. And folks, I'm telling you, I am not a violent man. I've been in two fist fights, no gun fights, no knife fights. I've been in my entire time on this earth, I've been in two fist fights. And they were both when I was a kid. But, buddy, I am not going to sit idly by and watch them kill off somebody else, a regime change, for the purposes of our good buddies and pals over there in old Israel. I just lost the screen when you just updated it. Can we find a better way to do this, Mike? Because this is crazy. This is program interruptus that I don't have the time or the temperament for. Let me go to Mick in New Mexico. Hello, Mick.
Hey, John.
Yes,
I'm about ready to call you Butch almost. Sorry about that.
Call me what?
I'm about ready to call you Butch almost.
Butch? Why would you call me Butch?
Because you talk about what? Same way. You know what I'm saying?
Butch who?
You know.
No, I don't know.
The preacher Butch?
Huh?
Paul? Butch Paul? Now
oh, Butch Paul.
Saying?
Oh, okay.
Okay, you know what I'm saying?
Well, why would you not say that? I know Butch. Butch and I are friends.
Yeah. Problem is, you ought to do a system restore. You probably got downloaded some junk into it by the Windows goof up machine.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I know.
Now, man, let's get on to what I was going to talk about.
Yeah.
Besides computers. I love computers, but I hate them, okay? But there's the thing. Are you familiar with the story of Esau Edom versus Jacob Israel?
Mick, I'm not going to go into Bible hour here. If you've got a point, if you've got a point to make, just go ahead and make it.
This is who the heck we're fighting with. We, the white people, are Jacob Israel. Understand?
Mm.
But Esau Edom is the ones called the elite commie sapsuckers.
Okay.
That's the point. Look up the book called Who is Esau Edom Today? Now tell it right there on spot. And why is America New Jerusalem? And America is in the Bible as well, in the subject.
All right. Mick, prior to 1948, we weren't practicing that role, but evidently we are now.
Yeah, but we was invaded 1812, 1814, when Washington, D.C. was burned down.
Yeah.
Look at the video called D.C. Street Sorcery. Look at it. It tells you right what the heck has happened.
Well, but the only problem here is the disconnect between people that would hear what you're saying and understand
what
you're saying. And the problem being is we've got enough left over of the map on how to live the most frictionless life. And yes, it did come out of the Bible. There was no accidents. There were 10 amendments to the Constitution, and there were the 10 commandments.
Yeah.
But see, we have pulled away from all of that. Our buddies, our card-carrying communists over at the ACLU back in the early 60s decided it'd be a good thing. Oh, well, we need to start this program of separation of God and state. Well, then if that's the case, why hasn't the ACLU gone after Congress? Because they say a prayer in the well of Congress every morning. Why haven't they complained about that?
Yeah, I know. Or brought in some Muslims to pray, which that's a no-no in the first place.
Well, and whether it be Jews or whether it be Muslims or whomever it is, there was once a time that we lived in relative peace. We didn't have to necessarily love thy neighbor, but we had enough respect to leave them the hell alone.
Yeah, I know.
But not anymore.
Here's the problem is, are you familiar with a
prophecy? Mick, I've got, Mick, I've, I've got to move on. Okay, I've got loaded phones, and I got a bunch of stuff I want to talk about, but I thank you for your call. Message delivered. John in Austin. Hello, John.
How are you doing, John? Well, that's a stupid question. I know how you're doing. But the same as me, man. My blood pressure's off the charts. Anyway, I just wanted to share this little ditty with you. I got up two mornings ago, and I sat down at the computer with a cup of tea, and one of the first things I saw was former President Bill Clinton with Tony Blair. And you remember Senator George Mitchell, the guy who played a part in the Northern Ireland peace process 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
These guys and the former Taoiseach, Prime Minister of the Republic of Ireland, they were given a talk at Queen's University in Belfast, and they've got a big board behind them with the words Building Peace on it, which I thought was quite ironic. And I scroll down, and the next thing I see, and this must have happened shortly after this thing finished, was Tony Blair giving an interview to one of the TV stations. I think it was ITV. So he's come from preaching peace or building peace to saying that the UK should intervene in Syria and does not believe Prime Minister Theresa May needs to seek permission from Parliament to do so. I don't know. Can we put these people on a rocket and send them into space? Give ourselves a chance at a life.
And John, seriously, what has to be done? I don't know how they're going to handle this over in Jolly Old or over in the UK. I don't know how they're going to handle it there. But in this country, there was a reason why it was set up the way it was set up. We now have 50 sovereign, supposed to be sovereign states. We all have our blueprint for government. Every last one of them has their own state's constitutions. In it is the ability to tell the Fed that, look, no more. No more. We as a people in this country, politically, which is the weapon that is used when things ain't going right, that is the weapon that we're supposed to be able to wield to get rid of the riffraff and the sapsuckers and the liars and the thieves. But we have not used it. There has been not one ex-politician, up to and including Ron Paul, and I'm severely disappointed that he did not take the opportunity, once everybody found out who this guy was, to start holding class in school in the various states on how to conduct yourself politically and to return your various states back to the Constitution. And oh, by the way, John, Ron Paul could have reminded them that, you know what, we do have a 10th Amendment. And if enough people are standing on the governor's mansion doorstep going, excuse me, Mr. Governor, can you come here? We need to talk. Or going after the state's legislature, getting rid of the asshats that we see every single day, but yet there they sit continuing to do their damage. Now, we didn't start this, but we've got a way to finish it. And there's only a couple of ways I see to accomplish that. One is going to be long, protracted, very bloody, very hurtful. The other, well, it'd slow down the juggernaut and the machine once you start pulling people together politically. And I'm not talking about tribalism here, but I'm talking about restoring this country to its constitutional roots. There's a lot to be learned in that process, a lot to be learned, my friend, in that journey. And that's not what we're doing right now.
When I look at what we're dealing with, mate, I can't argue with what you just said, but let me try and put a smile on your face while I'm here. Have you got a pen and paper handy?
What if I say yeah?
I want you to write this down. N-O-R-N and then I-R-N.
Northern Ireland.
That's how you pronounce Northern Ireland.
Northern?
Northern Ireland. Nor an iron.
I got one for you. I'll drop your call, but I got one for you. Stick around.
All right.
I'll tell you one all after right. The break. How's that one? Tit for tat, my friend.
Yes.
Thanks for your call.
No reason to get excited.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
John and Austin, my Scottish friend. Over 5,000 years ago, Moses said to the children of Israel, pick up your shovels, mount your asses and camels, and I will lead you to the promised land. Nearly 75 years ago, Roosevelt said, lay down your shovels, sit on your asses, and light up a camel. This is your promised land. Today, Congress has stolen your shovel, taxed your asses, raised the price of camels, and mortgaged the promised land. I was so depressed last night thinking about health care plans, the economy, the wars, lost jobs, savings, Social Security, retirement funds, etc., etc. I called a suicide hotline. I had to press one for English. I was connected to a call center in Pakistan. I told them I was suicidal. They got excited and asked if I could drive a truck. Folks, we're screwed. Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura. Jeez. Where are we at? There she is.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay. Also, another point on the fire here. Every once in a while, Catherine Herridge on Fox, she talks about how there's all these secret meetings on E-Ring in the Pentagon, very secure area.
Uh-huh.
And Donald Trump's not at these meetings. These are all Pentagon meetings.
Right.
And Donald Trump's not in on this. And you know how Donald Trump has all obsession with generals,
mm-hmm.
He thinks they can do no wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is part of our problem. I think it's the Pentagon.
Well, I'm sure if he showed up at the Pentagon, these little rats would scramble to the underground bunkers that they have.
I'll give you something to laugh about. Michael Herzog had a show on the other day about did we go to the moon? And I don't have much chance to laugh out loud. But I'll tell you what, Michael Herzog, every time he makes a point or a fact, he makes these little noises. You know, mm-hmm. I can't even do what he does. I'm telling you, he had me rolling. It was so funny. Anybody wants to laugh, watch that show.
I see.
He's just so great.
I know.
I mean, I just laughed through the whole thing.
I know. And this guy's on the verge of a meltdown because he's got 92 things on his plate. He wasn't even able to do a live show today. He called me and he said, John, he said, I can't do a show today. I said, Michael, we'll do a replay. I get it. I understand. At any rate.
Well, I think he could get another job as a comedian.
Well.
Because I'm telling you, he got his point across about the moon, but it's just his noises that he makes. It's just enjoyable as heck.
Well, and you know what? Michael Herzog does provide some comedic relief because, you know, he was an entertainer. He knows how to do those sorts of things. Laura, thanks for your call.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Do we still have on 5 call from God's waiting room? Hello, Dennis.
Hey, John.
Hi.
You know, Michael Herzog was warned by one of the callers that John will not put up with you talking about the moon landing, you know? I'm not sure whether that was dry humor or not. I think we're all scratching our heads.
Well, and anyway, you know, there are certain subject matters that I won't touch, and you know what? I've seen the evidence of, you know, where was the dust upon the Lem landing on the moon and all this stuff, and I've seen all the stuff, but you know what? I leave that alone because now you're entering into the arena of the little grays or little green men, and I we got enough on our plate right now. We got enough.
You got that right.
Yeah, that I don't want to go. I don't want to go the Rents way. And by the way, just so you know, Dennis, before you said that, I was thinking the very same thing about. But you know what? Would I pick up the phone and tell anybody, any host on this network, look, I heard what you had to say, and you know, you got to quit talking that way. No. These people are good at what they do, and if Michael wants to entertain that idea, that's fine. I told him, I said, look, you have a 2-hour block, which is yours, free of any interference from anybody or anything.
Right. Well, this morning I was watching the confirmation hearings with Pompeo.
Yeah.
And it was very disturbing to me. I must have missed something, John, because and I had to go researching it. February 14th, at the time we had that shooting down in Florida, I guess, there was this talk about hundreds of Russian contracts, you know, personnel that were killed in Syria by U.S. forces and east of the Euphrates, supposedly. And I said, oh, my God, I didn't even know about this. And I'm still sorting through this whole thing. We've already got blood on our hands regarding that.
We got, look, we've filled a swimming, an Olympic-sized swimming pool with blood. And I don't want any more of it. None of it.
Has anybody officially determined, like, you know, exactly how many? We're getting numbers that are ranging from, like, just a handful to, like, 600 to 300 to 100. I mean, it's all over the place.
Well, it's all over the place because it's all based on a lie to begin with. So they can, if they can fabricate this lie, they can give you erroneous details, but it really doesn't matter. Because look what Assad did. Look what this animal did to his own people.
Well, here's a scary thing. Because Pompeo was very happy or proud to announce to the audience how we had taken out a couple of hundred Russian soldiers that had attacked one of our bases there. And I was like, oh, my, I was horrified. It's like, oh, my God.
Dennis, hang on one second. Dennis, I've got to take this break, but just please hold on. Dee in Minnesota, Roxanne and others, we'll get to your calls. I've got more information. This is one of these days I wished I had a 3-hour program.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
You know, listening to callers, their voices, how they say things, I particularly love accents, like John from Austin. I like Australian and English and Scottish accents, but I also like accents from people from New York. Dennis?
You're most kind.
I just love listening to New Yorkers talk.
Many years ago when I used to hang out down in Tampa, just on brief forays down here, they would call me Brooklyn.
Brooklyn?
I said, I'm not from Brooklyn. Yeah, but you sound like it, you know.
they wouldn't know Brooklyn from Manhattan up there, but that's okay. Well, there's a lot of confused people in Florida.
Well, I draw from another part of the spectrum. You know, you've got certain areas that you draw from that people that you know, John, deep within the Patriot movement, and me, I'm more the blue collar working class around the New York area.
What the hell do you think I am?
You're not from the New York area.
Huh?
Yeah, but you're not from the New York area.
Oh, I'm not from the New York area, but I'm just a working stiff like anybody else is.
Yes, I realize that, but you bring it a little bit different slant on it, John, that I really appreciate, you know?
Well, I wish I knew what that was. I'd capitalize on it. Anyhow, we're off subject here. Dennis, you got anything else for us?
Yeah, I called in the other night, and I claimed that Tucker Carlson has given the United the citizenry a pacifier, and I think it was kind of rebutted. But you know what it really was? I'm not accusing Tucker Carlson of willingly giving a pacifier to the public. He is very courageous in what he does, but we also have to remember that he is a paid personality, as much as Glenn Beck was, and you know, and certainly even with Ron Paul. Listen, somebody tell Ron Paul, I want my money back. Get it out of Jesse Benton's back pocket. You know.
Yeah.
But we've been.
But to be fair here, I don't like Glenn Beck. I know his background. He's really got himself confused, but. What was the one thing that he was talking about and hammering before they fired him? He was talking about the Fed Reserve.
Yes.
And he was told to shut up about it, and he didn't, and they fired him.
But I would have never heard a lot of stuff about Soros and his show. I still have archives of his show on disc. You know, it's like, oh my God, this guy. And then he went. And a friend of mine kept telling me. Was deep in the Patriot movement, and his girlfriend kept saying to me, just remember, it's only entertainment, and we have to remember that. Another aspect of that is that, John, those people actually robbed the audience from RBN, because if they didn't have that there, you might have more people flocking to RBN because they're not getting that pacifier that keeps them away from the real nitty-gritty, which is your shows in your network.
The tent is still here. There's plenty of seating still available.
I keep trying to push it, John.
Keep doing it, everybody, my friend. Keep doing it, Dennis. Thank you.
Be well, John.
You too, sir. D in Minnesota. Hello, D.
Hello, John. I love Dennis's thing when he calls in God's waiting room. I just think that's cool.
Well, that started with Steve Elkins, and I was chiding him about moving to Florida. I wanted him to come to Texas, but he and his wife Michelle are very happy. I can't tell you exactly where they are, but they're in a little community down there that's only got 500 people. They're in a small town, and it is absolutely pictorial, if you will. It is absolutely beautiful.
Florida's wonderful. I was just
Christmas. You can say that, but I won't say it. I have ties to Florida that, oh gosh, anything that has come out of Florida that entered my life, anything that came out of Florida that has touched my life has turned to dookie. So,
I'm sorry.
Well,
love
I don't
your
be.
Show tonight. You're really passionate.
Well, I'm pissed off.
I love that. So am I.
Oh.
I have been for days.
Well, yeah, but after we get done scraping our body parts and brains off the wall, where does that leave us?
Yeah, it looked like it might calm down a little bit today, but I don't know. Russia telling Israel to knock it off, and them saying that the ambassador saying that the United States could risk a world war by doing this. I don't know what to think. When I got up this morning, I was optimistic because they hadn't struck Syria yet.
Not yet.
And he said, like, was it 24 to 48 hours, but...
That's past.
I don't know. That's what I thought. I thought, well, if we can make it through, like, tomorrow or Friday, we might have a chance to pull back before this gets out of hand and everybody's...
D, let me ask you a question.
In trouble.
D, let me ask you a question. Did you hear my statement about... You know, that it used to be that we were living lives, we had a family, we had reasons to live, we were productive.
Yeah, I still do.
We are productive. We like being busy little bees in our own hives, and we used to look forward. Let me get this sleep thing out of the way. Let me hit the ground running tomorrow morning. And now I turn on the news, and I open up my computer, and I almost don't want to know what the hell horror is playing out next.
Yeah, what do they have in store for us next?
You know what? If we had an honest money system and we had people that are respected and invited by the Constitution, this would be a totally different country than what you see right now. There would be plenty of people still alive and breathing and walking around on this planet.
Yeah, it's like a small group of people. Just, and I heard your thing about Lindsey Graham, what he was saying. Because I've listened to your show. I mean, I don't blame you for being mad. I am, too. It's like, who does this guy think he is? I mean...
Well, he's just...
We just walk all over and dookie all over our Constitution, and we don't care.
Yeah, well, see, and but that's that illustrates the point that, you know, I'm perfectly okay with the way things are. And this is the way they're going to continue. You want to stop the carnage? We have turned the United States into the most respected and feared by our enemies into just one trash pile of indebted, chaotic garbage.
Yeah, pretty much.
And I'm pissed off about it.
Me too. I'm hoping what they can calm things down.
But I'm tired. My point, D, is we need to stop hoping. Because placing our sanctity and our very lives into the hands of madmen is not going to save the day. It's not going to make everything okay.
Well, it's not. And Trump has been a disappointment. He just seems like he's been compromised. And everybody in Congress, that whole batch of them, there's no hope for that mess over there. Every election, I try not to vote Republican or Democrat because it's all the same thing. They're all bought and paid for by the same people. I try to do my part in the ballot box, but
that's going to go. You're being offered the predetermined choice. That's what you're being given.
Yeah,
that's what you're being given.
I mean, I've seen that, and I voted Mickey Mouse before. If there's just
Well,
Republican or Democrat.
I like that. Who was the guy that used to be on Laugh-In that was a write-in candidate? Paulson. Pat Paulson.
Oh.
And he actually started building a political I don't care coalition because people were fed up that many years ago and would vote for Pat Paulson for president. Hey, I've got to run.
I vote for him.
D, I got to run. Got to run. Thanks for your call, Roxanne. Please be succinct and very clear.
Well, this is for Laura in Michigan. I dated a guy. He did three missions up on the space station. And I said, so-and-so, did we go to the moon? And he said, he looked me in the eye, and he was never a liar. We both have physics background, and he's got engineering, and he's got books and all this stuff going on. And he said, we can't get past the Van Allen belts. Okay? And that was the last discussion I had with him. But now,
wait a minute. I thought the Van Allen belts were outside of the moon's orbit.
No.
Is it inside? No. I don't. Okay. Well.
Yeah,
so
it's just you got the troposphere.
Yeah. So
I don't want to get into all that.
Thank
right
you.
Now, but
thank you.
You know, I call in all the time.
Yes, you do.
And I work. And I drove White House motorcade.
Yeah, and you know what? You would carry a lot more weight, Roxanne, with a listening audience if you would once tell people what your true background is, because the little bits and fragments that I'm getting from you by way of your calls calling into my show is I'm starting to learn a little bit more about you, but I'm still confused as to who the hell you really are.
I'm Forrest Gump. I'm a radiology technologist. I studied in. I'm from Michigan. I went to New York, New Jersey. I did my X-ray school over there. I got my little certificates and degrees and all of that. And then I came back or down to Houston, and I went to Rice and studied photojournalism. I studied Arabic. I studied all these things. I was the first, one of the first women in the Junior Chamber of Commerce, which is the JC's on a local level. And some dude in my thing said, do you want to pick up the vice president? And I said, what do you mean by that? I had to go to Ellington Field, and I picked up George H. Bush. And I drove in the motorcade on and off for 12 years.
Wait. Somebody from the JCs asked you to go pick up the vice pres? Where the hell was the Secret Service?
Well, I worked with the Circuit Service. I didn't work for... See, that's why I can talk, because I never was on their payroll. I did this all for free. And I did it on and off for so many years. That's why I can talk. That's why I'm not dead. You, if you're on the payroll, well, you're gone. But it, I was never on the payroll. I did it all for free. I wanted to see what the heck. I've done this since I'm 25. I'm 61. I have no qualms to tell you who I am.
Okay.
I've never had, in all these years, I've never had a reason to be more happy than what I see from Trump. I know... Everybody's all, oh, it's so tense, and this and this and this. Well, of course you're reading and interpreting what the media is telling you. But I've never been so, in all these 30, 40 years or whatever I've been doing this, Trump is over there. He actually, see, people don't know how to read the posts or his tweets. And you even have guest hosts that, you know, oh, well, we're in a cartoon bill, he's tweeting. What he's saying to Russia is, I'm going to help you. You need some extra missiles to get rid of ISIS. They're getting rid of ISIS in Syria. Now, we know Assad and his dad, they were put in, they're rogue CIA, and the people loved them because they went rogue. We know that. I mean, really? How hard is this to get? Oh, well, we got to get all these little committees together and talk about this and this. No. It's a really cool thing. And I don't believe these naysayers, whether it be on your channel, Fox, MSNBC,
Then, Roxanne, let me ask you the obvious question. Why the hell do you listen to me?
Because I listen to everybody.
Oh.
And I want you know, your job is to help people. My job is also, because I was in the medical world and I thought I was helping people, but I was actually killing them. But I don't want to kill you with bad information.
Okay.
And I don't think you are either.
Okay, well, I'm still confused here. But my point is that I can only go by what the man says himself, unless somebody hijacked his Twitter account. Sometimes what he does is reckless. Sometimes it's kind of funny, but I do know this about Trump. He does trust his generals. He's impressed by them. He does want to build up a strong military. He wants to look like, and so far, Roxanne, this has worked, okay, because he's now got China at the table. He's saying, look, we want to continue trading with you people, but for God's sakes, you got to open up your markets. If you don't, we're going to put tariffs up the yin-yang on you, which would be a self-corrective measure for this country. He has backed down Kim Jong-un. Old Kimmy boy wants to sit down and talk to Donnie, which I greatly appreciate.
No, they already did. They met in the Forbidden City when Trumpy went to China.
All right, that's fine. That's fine.
That was already discussed a long time ago.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, Trump said he wanted to build the wall. Okay, he didn't get the funding for it. But he signed that omnibus spending bill, which, by the way, Larry Kudlow is trying to whack an attack on that, which is a good thing. But now we got the states. If you pay attention to what is going on, the military, the federal government is not putting the military on our border. The states are pulling in their own guard to go on that border, which is the way it should have been done in the first place. And there is a lot to applaud about Trump, but does he have to make it so damn confusing to people? This morning, there's
Yes, he does. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay,
yes.
All right.
700 miles of that wall has been built. He's only asking for 300 miles.
I know.
We've got
1,300 miles on the border. Yeah, I get that. I don't want to get into the semantics and the engineering feats that's going to take to build that. But what I'm saying to you is simply this. By entertaining this, and you're seeing the world's cabal come together in lockstep with Donald Trump, he makes the suggestion at the behest of his generals, well, this is the way this needs to be handled. This should be your foreign policy. And he's openly talking about this, and the support base for Trump, they're sitting out there with their little scorecards checking the appropriate boxes.
We have been in the Middle East for 17 years. You cannot bring back, and this is not all Donald Trump's fault, and I'm not going to lay this at his feet, but we heard him very clearly. There were three things that he heard, and I heard rather clear. Jail Hillary, get the hell out of the Middle East, and build a damn wall.
He's working on it.
Well, you know what, Roxanne? I hope that you're right. But I'm not going to lay the country's future on somebody's hopes.
Well, okay, but it's been nothing but fear. All the okay, if you know who owned the patent office, that's SERCO. Serco, and your Michael Herzog is going to have tomorrow on as a guest of his. They're working on Serco. That used to be RCA. Trust. I trust your own host sometimes.
Okay, Roxanne, I don't distrust my host, okay?
Yeah, okay. That's why I listen, because I think you guys are great.
Thank you.
I don't agree with everybody, but I love y'all.
All right, well, Roxanne, I don't agree with everything you say, because what I'm getting, in one hand, you're giving me Mom apple pie and Chevrolet, and the other hand, you got your rose-colored glasses you're handing me. And I am not that damn optimistic, because there is a lot on the table. Whatever we say today is not going to bring back the millions that have been killed by the United States. You've heard me say this, and I will say this again. We have only known 4 years of peace in this country since it was put together. And I see the dead and the dying in the Middle East over these 17 years. I see the waste of human resource and money. And when Trump indicates that he's going to continue it, I just go absolutely ape crap.
Well, I love you all.
All right.
And good night. Have a good night.
Thank you, Roxanne. You know, we don't get any mulligans on this. We don't get any do-overs. What this government has been presenting to the entire world for a number of years has not made us loved, not even respected. We are now feared, not just from our enemies, quote-unquote enemies, from everybody else. Every time we open up our mouths about some evil dictator and then we look at our own true history, that puts a whole new meaning and spin on hypocrisy. You know how you gain people's respect? Be something that's respectable. Jerry in Chicago. Hello, Jerry.
Hi, John. Thank you very much for taking my call. That was an interesting conversation you had with Roxanne.
Mm-hmm.
When I got to be honest with you, it's not what I called in about.
Well, get to your point, because we're running out of time, Jerry.
Yeah, you're right. Listen, how many people have signed up for this front site?
I'd have to check, but offhand, I would probably say, probably 15 so far, maybe.
That's it.
You want to know how many? You want to know how many people signed up for free energy? Less than that. I just got my electric bill today at my house. My bill's paid at the network here. I just got my electric bill at the house. $50. It used to be $150, $175. I got an electric bill for $50. I about fell off my couch. It's real. Both of these things are real, and people are not responding. They're not willing to help themselves, let alone help this network. I don't know what the deal is.
Your buddy Tom from Philly or New Jersey.
He was born in Coral Springs, Florida. Please don't say anything about Joyzy. I'll get 19 texts from him.
I'm sorry. I like Tom. And he signed me up with both the natural gas and the ambient energy for, and it supposedly helped you out. But hey, John,
there's that word again that you're not supposed to say. Do not say ambit energy, folks, because people go directly to ambit and we get cut out.
Oh, boy. I'm sorry I said that.
That's okay, Jer. I was just testing the mic to see if I've been heard before. I don't know.
I've been working in Ohio, and you're an hour earlier, so that means I got to go to bed an hour earlier. So you're on until 9 o'clock at night over there, and I have to get up at 4 a.m. in the morning to go to work. But, hey, I'll tell you what, I will be signing up, and I'll call Mikey, the board op, next week, and signing up for FrontSight.
Don't call Mikey. Call the numbers we've been putting out.
Oh, well then, okay, I will listen to the commercial, write down the number, and call that number.
Just go to our website. It's got the front site, all the information there. Dan Sutterfield's phone numbers, I don't have them right in front of me. Wait a minute. Yes, I do. No, I don't. They're buried under some papers, and I don't have time to look for it. But just go to our website. All the information is up there.
Okay, sounds good, John. Thank you very much, and I'm very happy with everything you guys have done, and I'm supporting you.
Jerry, you just supported us yesterday to the tune of $400. Jerry from Chicago is sending us $400 a month to this network, and I thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, John, and have a great evening.
I'm going to try, my friend. I'm going to try. Let me take Lloyd in Arizona quickly. Hello, Lloyd.
Yeah, hey, John. How you doing?
Good.
First of all, FrontSight, I have, you know, my dad has the, the elite membership there, and it's great. I've been there. You know, they have Krav Maga classes, too, which are
They have what? Awesome. Your connection's kind of bad. They have what?
Krav Maga.
What the hell is that?
You heard of Krav? It's like a martial arts.
Oh, okay.
It's supposed to.
Really?
Yeah, they have martial arts class. They have there's an indoor training area with mats and punching bags.
Cool.
Yeah, it's awesome.
You know, and Lloyd, I can't tell people and I can't convince them because Dan Sutterfield told me, he says, everybody that's called me says, I can't believe this is true. This is too good to be true. And we keep telling him, it's true.
Yeah, my dad bought that exact same membership you guys are offering. I think you guys are offering it for what, $500?
$500.
Yeah, my dad got it, I think, at the time, which was about 5 years ago, for like $3,500. So, I mean, that is what it is. Anyways, I agree with you that I don't have those rose-colored glasses. I wish I did, because I'd be more fun to talk to, but it just looks like it's the same old story here with Trump, and I'm just really, really tired of these people putting our brothers and sisters in harm's way over not just over lies, but over things that have nothing to do with the sovereignty of the United States.
Well, and you know? And Lloyd, here's the other thing. How do you replace lives that were taken? The dead are speaking to us. You're hearing them. I'm hearing them.
Yep.
But Trump understands and knows the condition our condition is in. So it would behoove him to slow his roll, quit putting out information, then backtracking, and then putting out information and backtracking. That's why I said...
Mean, he's playing...
Yeah. Go ahead.
He must be playing that game. He must be playing that game.
He must. I guess we'll find out. Hey, Lloyd, we're out of time. The show's over, and I appreciate your call. Thank you for the kind words.
Hey, thanks a lot.
All right, folks, please support this network. Please support it. We're trying to do the right thing for the right reasons. Financially support us, please.
Lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.